Daf is Shabbos Daf Pei Tes. We left off in Daf Pei Chesam and Beis. We're still in the sugyas that are discussing Kabbalas HaTorah, and we are going to have a series of statements of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. We already started with yesterday. The last thing we said was from Rabbi Shua ben Levi. We are holding up the two dots about 10 lines before the end of the page. Va'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So it says the Gemara, Va'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. B'sha shalom Moshe l'maram. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, Amru Malachi Asharis Tfnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Malachim said to Hashem, Ribono Shalom Mali Yulud Isha Beinenu. They said to Hashem, what's a human being doing up here amongst us Malachim? Amru Lehem, the Kabbal Torah bus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he came to get the Torah. He has a job to do. Amru Lefanov, so the Malachim said to the Ribono Shalom, Chamud L'Gnuza Shagnuza L'cha Teisha Meos V'Shivim V'Arba Doros Kodum Shnivra Olam Atam V'Vakish Litna L'Basar V'Dam. You have this very precious hidden gem that's been hidden away with you for 974 generations prior to the creation of the world, and you want to go give it to a basar v'dam, you want to give it to a human being. Ma enosh kisis karenu ben adam kisif kadenu. Why does man deserve something like this? Why would you give something like this to man? Hashem Adoneinu ma'adi yashimcha b'chol ha'aretz asher tenehodcha l'shamayim. Your glory, your splendor is given on shamayim. It shouldn't be given to man. Hashem said to Moshe, "Hachzer lahen tshuva." So he said, Moshe Rabbeinu, give them an answer, respond to them why it is that mankind should get the Torah and that it shouldn't stay up here in Shemayim. Amar lefan of Ribono Shalom, Mesiari ani Shem Yisrafuni behevel shebepiem. He says, I have what to say, but I'm afraid to respond to them because I'm afraid that they're going to burn me with the heat that comes out of their mouth. Amar lo, achoz b'kisei kvodi v'chazor lehen tshuva. So Hashem says, okay, so grab onto my kisei hakavod and respond to them while grabbing onto my kisei hakavod. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, ma'achez p'nei kisei parsha zalov anono. And we darshan, va'amar Rabbi Nochum, malamit shepiresh shakai miziv shchinoso. Parshes is a nutrikun of pirish shakai miziv shchinoso, that Hashem left his the normal place of his of the glory of his shechina va'anano alav, and he protected Moshe Rabbeinu. He put his shechina around Moshe Rabbeinu to protect Moshe Rabbeinu. So he said, Amar lefan of Ribono Shalom Torah Shatan Osinli Maksivba. So Moshe Rabbeinu begins to defend himself, begins to explain why it is that man gets the Torah. So he's going to have six responses to the question of why it is that man gets the Torah. He starts with the following. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's start reviewing. Let's open up the book. Let's see what it says in there. There, and we'll see who really deserves this Torah, whether it belongs to man or whether it belongs to Malachim. So nu maksivba, what does it say? So first thing he says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Oteisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. You start with the mitzvah of Emunah B'Hashem. It's a question in the Rishonim whether it's a mitzvah or it's the basis for all mitzvahs, but that's even more fundamental if it's the basis for all mitzvahs. And not even those Rishonim that say that it's not a mitzvah say you can't count it as a mitzvah. It's too fundamental to be a mitzvah, that if you don't have Emunah B'Hashem, there's no such thing as a mitzvah. A mitzvah means that you have to listen to something like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. So Emunah B'Hashem is the basic, so it makes sense. Start with Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzosicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. They've taken you out from Eretz Mitzrayim. So Lahen, Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Malachim, "L'Mitzrayim yiradtem, l'Paro ishbadtem." Do you recall ever going to Mitzrayim? Were you ever meshubet to Paro for centuries? Torah lamatei lechem. So the Torah obviously wasn't written for you. What do you need a Torah for? It wasn't written for someone who was not who HaKadosh Baruch Hu never took out of Mitzrayim. Shuv maksivba. Second response Moshe Rabbeinu has. What else does it say in the Torah? Lo yelecha Elohim acherim, that you can't have Elohim acherim. You can't have other gods. This is different than the first of the Aseres Dibros. This is the mitzvah to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Second of the Aseres Dibros is that you're not allowed to have that you're not allowed to believe in Shituf. You're not allowed to believe in multiple, even if you do believe in the Ribono Shel, but to believe that he has any sort of partners, any sort of shituf, that's why Christianity is according to that certainly is the isser of believing in it is included in the second of the Aseres Hadibros, and according to the Rambam, most Rishonim, it would be a violation of Avodah Zarah. There is an interesting discussion in the Achronim whether non-Jews are also mitzuvah in the second of the Aseres Hadibros. They're definitely mitzuvah in the first of the Aseres Hadibros. They have to believe in God, but it's a question whether they're also mitzvah in the second of Aseres Hadibros, meaning essentially, is it usher for a non-Jew to believe in the idea of the Trinity? Trinity, or you know, the fundamentals of Christianity. So that's an interesting machlokas. But certainly for Klal Yisrael, it is Avodah Zarah. So Liyelucha Elohim Acherim. So Bein Amim Atim Shurim Shavdin Avodah Zarah. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, do you live amongst the nations that are Ovid Avodah Zarah? You would never learn about Elohim Acherim. You would never see anything but the truth. You never see anything but the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Shuv Maksiv. But third thing, what else does it say in the Torah? Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. That you should remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. Klumatem Osam Malacha. Shatam Shrich and Shvus. Is there? Do you ever do any malacha that you need to rest from malacha? So you never do any malacha. Why would you need Zachar's Yom Shabbos Lekadsho? Shuv Maksiv. But what else does it say in the Torah? Losisa. So it says Losisa Shemel Hashem Elokech L'Shav, that you're not allowed to say Hashem's name in vain. You're not allowed to swear by Hashem's name in vain. So Masu Matan Yesh Binechem. Do you ever have any business that this would ever even come up to you? You never deal in business dealings. So it's not something that's no gay to you at all. So he says, okay, Shuv Maksiv. But what else does it say in the Torah? Number five. Kabeles avicha v'asimecha. As he continues to work through the Aseret Dibros, it says Kabeles avicha v'asimecha, that you should honor your father and mother. Ave eim yishlachem. Do you have a father and mother? You malachim. You don't have a father and mother. Shuv maksiv. But what else does it say in the Torah? Lo sirtzach, lo sinav, lo signov. Kina yesh b'nechem, yitzara yesh b'nechem. Do you have any jealousy amongst you that would lead you to murder somebody? Do you have any yitzara that would lead you to violate adultery of losinav? So miyada or losignov to steal. So miyad hodul laKadosh Baruch Hu. So immediately they were moda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnemar Hashem Adoneinu ma'ad yashimcha v'ilu tnei hodcha l'shamayim lo k'siv. Because the pasuk says that they say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'ad Yishimcha b'chol ha'aretz, that it's Ad Yishimcha b'chol ha'aretz, that you're shame, and we know the Torah is Shemosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shimcha is a reference to the Torah itself, because the Torah is considered to be, the Ramban writes in his Hakdama to his commentary in Chumash, that Kol HaTorah Kula is Shemosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Gemara Maseches Brachos, when it needs to learn, where do we know Birchas HaTorah, that Midaraisa, where do we know that there's a Chiv to be Mevarich on the Torah, the Gemara quotes a pasuk, "Ki shame Hashem ekra." And even though Rashi understands it one way, the Marsha understands Ki Shem Hashem Ekra is that when we learn Torah, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra means when we learn Torah, when we call out the Shem Hashem, Havu Godel Elokeinu, then we have to make a bracha, we have to describe greatness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is the shame of Hashem. So Ma'adir Shimcha Ala Aretz, we say, the Malachim say, but Tanei Hodcha Ala Shemayim Loksiv. It doesn't say Tanei Hodcha Ala Shemayim in that pasuk. Miyad Kalechad Ve'echad Nasalo Ohev Umasalo Davar. So right away, everyone loved Moshe Rabbeinu. All of the different malachim became a friend of Moshe's, and they each gave him something. Shnemar Alisa Lamarim Shavisa Shavi. That you came up to Shemayim and Shavisa Shavi. You have captured a captive. Lakachta Matanos Ba'Adam Mischar Shekarasucha Adam. That you took Matanos Ba'Adam. What does it mean you took Matanos Ba'Adam? You were able to receive Matanos Bischar that they called you Adam. Lakachta Matanos. Af Malachamavis Masalo, and even the Malachamasalo Davar, even the Malachamavis gave him something. Shenemar Ve'itin Esakhtoris Ve'chapra La'am Ve'yomer Ve'yamod Ben Amesim Uvein Lechayim. Ilav Da'amrle Mi Hava Yada. So if Malachamavis hadn't given him this secret of the Ketores to stop the plague, how would Moshe Rabbeinu ever know how to do that? So Moshe Rabbeinu learned a very helpful trick from the Malachamavis. Everyone had to give him some sort of matana. Now in the Gemara, this whole Gemara is about the fact that the Malachim were not interested in having the Torah come down, l'tachtonim, having the Torah come down here to this world, to people who dwell in this world. The Sfas Emes in Parshas Yisro says that be'emes, they're more karov to the Torah, and they therefore came with the following taina. There is a halacha called Dina de Bar Metzra, that if I own a house and I want to sell it, so I have to give the first opportunity to buy it to the or a field I own and I want to sell it, I have to give the first opportunity to the neighbor, because it's more valuable to my next door neighbor than it is to anybody else. My next door neighbor, if he would have one large field in one location, is very valuable, rather than having two fields at two different ends of a city where you're going to have to schlep all the equipment from one place to another. It has much greater value It's a sugya in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Ches. It's a sugya in Maseches Bava Basra. We're in the first part of Bava Basra. So you have this concept called Din de Bar Mitzvah. So that was the taina the Malachim came with. They came with the taina. This is Din de Bar Mitzvah that the Torah should come to us because it's closest. It was Baruch Hu for all these years, but now Kadosh Baruch Hu is willing to sell it. So you should sell it to us first before he gives it to anybody else. So, but the mistake the Malachim made was that there's no Din de Bar Mitzvah on the Matana. The Torah was the Matana Tova that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And there's no Din de Bar Mitzvah on the Matana. If I want to give a gift, I don't have to give a gift to my neighbor. If I want to gift my field to somebody, so then I could gift it to whoever I want. So by Mechira, as long as both parties are giving equal price, meaning if my neighbor is willing to pay whatever anybody else is willing to pay, so by Mechira, there's Din de Bar Mitzvah. And anyway, says the Sfas Emes, Moshe Rabbeinu was Kocha Yafa and Zuchusa Rav, mi Zuchusa Elyonim. See, even if it was given Bilakicha, Moshe Rabbeinu was paying a higher price. But the Tachtonim, but for those who Moshe was receiving it for, maybe didn't have the zechuyos and therefore weren't paying the higher price for for them it had to be midin matana. I was just talking at a chasana last night to Rav Silver and Rav Kalman Ber, two of the rebbeim in Keren Biavne, and I mentioned what I said yesterday about the Modor Rabba La Raisa, that the kasha of the Achronim ask that if Tolyu of Zavin Zvini Zvini, the halacha is that when you force someone into selling something to you, the sale is binding. So why is it a Modor Rabba La Raisa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced us into receiving the Torah that we should say that we're not really bound by it? After all, Tolyu of Zavin Zvini Zvini. So Rav Kalman said, what do you mean? Who says Zvini? This wasn't a sale, it was a Matana Tova. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Matana that it has nothing to do with the sale. So it wouldn't be binding at all. You can't give someone the matana bal karcham if someone doesn't want to take the matana, so they're not going to the matana. So that was so if you look at it from the perspective of matana, it answers a lot of these kashas, the din de bar mitzvah kasha and that kasha about the about tolyu of a zavin. Okay, we're at the two dots now on peitas amid aleph, about 15 lines into the page. Vam Rabbi Shimon Levi, we're continuing with statements of Rabbi Shimon Levi relating to kabbalas haTorah. Vam Rabbi Shimon Levi, b'shas shi'arid Moshe l'milfnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bas satan va'amr lefanav. So the satan came and said, Ribbono shel Olam, Torah heichan hi? Where's the Torah? What happened? Meaning all of a sudden the satan's looking around in Shemayim and he sees the Torah's not there anymore. So he says, where's the Torah? Amr lo nesatiya la'aretz. Hashem says, oh yeah, I gave it down to earth. Halach etzel aretz. So the satan went to the earth, went to the land. Amr lo, Torah heichan hi? Says, where's the Torah? Amr lo, elukim heivin darka. So the earth says that Hashem knows the ways of the Torah. Hu yada as makoma. I don't know where the Torah is. What are you asking me? Halach etzel yam. So he went to the yam. Vamar lo, eini madi. And the yam says, it's not here. I don't have the Torah. Halach etzel tahom. So he went to the depths. Amar lo, ein bi. Says, it's not in me. Shenemar tahom amar lo bihi. V'yam amar eini madi. Both of those parts of the conversation are in the pasuk where the tahom says, lo bihi, it's not in me. And the yam says, eini madi, it's not with me. Ivadon v'maves amru, baznenu shamanu shima, that destruction and death say that we heard with our ears, we heard a report. So the Satan goes back to the Ribbono Shel Olam and says, what's going on? I checked everywhere, I can't find the Torah. Amru lechetzel ben Amram. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Satan, have you tried Ben Amram? Go to Moshe Rabbeinu, see what he says. Halach etzel Moshe. Hashem didn't tell the Satan where it is, just said, go speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. So halach etzel Moshe, he went to Moshe Rabbeinu. Amar lo, Torah shenasan lecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu heichan hi. The Torah that Hashem gave to you, where is it? Which is interesting, meaning the Satan already assumes that it was given to him. Hashem never said that. Hashem just said, go to Ben Amram. So he says, obviously Hashem must have given it to you, but where is it? I don't see it. So Moshe denies the whole thing. He says, well, what am I that Hashem gave me the Torah? Moshe bedayata. So Hashem says, Moshe, what kind of joke is this? You're a liar. Of course I gave you the Torah. How could you pretend it never happened? You have this special, precious hidden treasure that you take joy in every single day. I'm going to be machzik tova for myself. I'm going to take credit for receiving the Torah. Meaning he wasn't saying as in, he wasn't trying to deny that he ever had the Torah. He just didn't want to take credit that he was the one that received the Torah. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, hol miyat ta'atzmecha tikra al shmecha. So Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you were memayit yourself for the Torah, so because of that, the Torah is going to be called by your name. It's going to be called Shenemar Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi, that it's now called Torah Moshe, even though it's Torah Hashem. But because the person, because Moshe Rabbeinu was on Mikal Adam and he was willing to be memayit himself over the Torah, so it's called Torah Moshe. This whole conversation, Tosfos has trouble with the whole conversation. Matan Torah was no secret. Matan Torah was a massive event that the whole world heard about. It was Rome Asakolos. The whole earth was shaking with Matan Torah. So Frek Tosfos on top, v'im Tomar v'chisatan lo heyodeya Matan Torah. The Satan was really unaware of the event of Matan Torah. How's that possible? V'yesh lomer da'aminim b'medrash lefanav yelech davar shetardu Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'malach hamavetz b'shas Matan Torah shlo yikatre glomar. So the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of made the Satan busy with something else. He made him preoccupied with something else. He wanted to keep the Satan away from Matan Torah because he knew that the Satan would say that the same nation that in 40 days from now is going to be worshipping an Egel, you're going to give them the Torah. V'hu Satan v'hu Malach HaMavis. The Satan and Malach HaMavis, all the same guy. That's what the Gemara says in Babbasra. So the Yetzer Hara, the Satan, the Malach HaMavis, it's all the same person, the same Malach. V'amrin nami b'Sanhedrin, Toshah shenitna b'chashai mipnei ha-Satan. That the Torah was given in secret, even though it was a massive event for us to behold, it was given in secret, kept a secret from the Satan at the time of Matan Torah, because he would have always had a kitrug. V'amrin Rabbi Shobin Levi, v'aytan statements Rabbi Shobin Levi. B'shah shalom Moshe l'mar, matzalach Rosh Baruch Hu, shayi koshuk sarim lo'osios. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu was tying crowns on top of the osios. Amar lo Moshe, ein shalom b'ircha. So Moshe is sitting there dumbfounded, watching HaKadosh Baruch Hu tie these crowns on the osios. There are other gemaras about what these crowns represent and about how Rabbi Akiva understood these crowns and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand these crowns. It's Gemara Menachos. But right now, Moshe Rabbeinu just stands there dumbfounded, watching HaKadosh Baruch Hu tying these crowns. So Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, how come you don't say hello? You've never heard of the idea of saying shalom aleichem. There's no shalom b'ircha that you're not going to say hello to me. So I'm a lefanav. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, does an Eved give shalom to his Rebbe? It's disrespectful. I don't want to say shalom aleichem. Tosfos in Maseches Baba Kama on Daf Ayin Gimel and Beis says that how do we define what toch kedei dibur is? There's a concept in halacha that toch kedei dibur is kedibur, right? Within the amount of time that it takes to say shalom aleichem Rabbi Mori. So ask Tosfos. Here we're saying it's not derech eretz. You're never supposed to say shalom aleichem Rabbi Mori. And yet, that's how we define Toch Kedei Dibur, as if it's like the most common thing that's ever said. In fact, some of the Balei Tosfos hold that the reason for the din of Toch Kedei Dibur is just in case you say something, and then your Rebbe passes by, and you want to retract what you had said, but you can't, or you want to qualify what you had said, but you're not going to be able to say Shalom Aleichem to your Rebbe. So the reason for the din of Toch Kedei Dibur is so that someone in that spot should still be able to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Mori, and still go back to qualify whatever it is that they were talking about. That's the whole reason for the concept of Toch Kedei Dibur. So the idea obviously is that there is that it is appropriate to, and not only appropriate but a chiyuv to greet a Rebbe. So now say Yesh Eved Shalos and Shalom Rabbo. Yes, it should be. So Tosfos over there answers that an Eved She'imas Rabbo love is different. When you're dealing with a Talmud, it's different than an Eved. That an Eved doesn't give shalom to a Rebbe, but a Talmud, the Rav, it's mutter to give him shalom, and that's certainly the Toch Kedei Dibur. That's what that goes. Maimonides writes to be mechalik between a Talmud and an Eved. In Shulchan Aruch, in Yerdes, in Reish Mem Beis, it says that someone who says the Rabbi be yirav v'kavod shalom alecha Rebbe, that's the appropriate thing to do. That when you see a Rebbe, you should be yirav v'kavod, you should go over and say shalom alecha Rebbe. The Ramah says v'chei noagin, v'yeshomrim de'en l'talmud l'shal m'shalom rabo klal. And the Bi'ur HaGra is mitzayin to our Gemara. So the Ramah seems to understand that it's a machlokas, and he says that as a yeshomrim that a talmud, that even a talmud shouldn't greet a rebbe, shouldn't say shalom aleichem to a rebbe. The concept of tokhde dibur is not only about words. We say tokhde dibur in Hilchas Avelos, for instance. The halacha is, let's say a person tears kriya. So normally you tear kriya at the Shas Chimum right after, meaning technically Mekar Adin, even though Minhagim are different, but Mekar Adin, as soon as you hear the Shmua of the Misa, person is supposed to tear kriya Mekar Adin. So the halacha is, what if a person tears kriya because he thinks his relative died, and then his relative dies a second later? He missed it. He missed the time of death. He thought it happened already. The relative was still alive. The relative dies a second later. If it's B'toch k'dei dibur, he's yotzei the kriya, even though he did the kriya beforehand. So you see, it's not only about words. Toch k'dei dibur is about units of time, that the Torah views units of time, not in minutes, not in seconds, not in hours. Views units of time within toch k'dei dibur, that's all called at the same time. It's considered that it's all ba ke'echad, anything that happens within a toch k'dei dibur. But anyway, so that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, I don't want to go greet you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's disrespectful. Amalei, how you look? So Hashem says, okay, he should have at least given me a hand, so he should have helped me. What do you mean, helped me? How do you help the Ribbono Shel Olam? So Rashi says, Lomar Titzlach Melachtecha. You should have said, Hatzlacha Rabbah, it looks like you're doing something very important. I don't understand what you're doing, but it looks like you're doing something very important. You should have a lot of Hatzlacha with what you're doing. This is also quoted the Halacha. The Magen Avraham, Simin Shin Mem Zayin, Sivkan Dalet, says, Derech Eretz, for a person to say to a person who's doing Melacha, Tisach Melachtecha, and even to a guy, but someone who's a osek b'malachas iser, it's usher to say to him, you should be matzliach. Meaning, if someone is doing something that's usher to do, you see someone going mechal Shabbos, working his field on Shabbos, or whatever, planting his garden on Shabbos. So you can't say, oh, enjoy planting your garden today. No, you're not supposed to wish matzlacha in something that's called that you're being ozer, that's called that you're helping him. That's based on this Gemara. The Taz over there is cholik on the Ramah. It says, don't say to you should never say to a guy, Elohecha yia be'ezrucha, that your God should help you. That's an issur gomer. But to refer to his deity as something that should help him. So that the Taz already says that's terrible. That's already acknowledging that there's some sort of koach, that there's some sort of power to his deity. This is obviously nogea this time of year, what people are allowed to say in references to religious holidays and religious practices. You know, I've been asked a few times already, what, you know, season's greetings, is that okay? So season's greetings is probably okay. I just don't think that's how people normally speak to each other, but something like that. Miyad amar lo, v'ata yigdol na koach Hashem kasher dibarto. So right away he said, oh, ata yigdol na koach Hashem. So the koach of Hashem should be enhanced. Kasher dibarto, like you have spoken, meaning he wishes him atzlacha. He does what Hashem says. V'amar b'shul ben Levi. Another statement of Shulman Levi, that the nation saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was delayed. Not that Boshesh, but Ba'ushesh, that they saw that the sixth came. But what does that mean? When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, he told Klal Yisrael, after 40 days, I'm going to come at the beginning of the sixth hour. After 40 days, Bas Satan, the Satan came and started confusing everybody. And he said to them, Moshe, where's Moshe Rabbeinu? They said he went up to Lamarum. He said, well, Ba'ushesh, the 6 hours has come already, and no one listened. Mace, he said, well, you should know, Moshe's dead. They didn't listen. They showed him the image of Moshe Rabbeinu's deathbed. Yeah, the Sultan showed the image to Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu's deathbed. And that's why they said to Aaron, the pasuk says, "Kize Moshe ha'ish." They said the pasuk tells us they said, "Kize Moshe ha'ish." Now, zeh, as we pointed out the other day, is always a reference to being mara bi'atzba, that you're always able to point to something when you say zeh. Zeh is perfect clarity. So obviously, that's what Chazal are dashing. They're dashing the word zeh over here when they say that that the Satan showed them the image of Moshe Rabbeinu's deathbed. They were pointing to that image and saying, Ze Moshe Ha'ish. Amalei Humei Rabbanon Rav Kahana, Mishmielach Mai Har Sinai. Humei Rabbanon said to Rav Kahana, do you know what Har Sinai is? Why is it called Har Sinai? Amalei Har Shenasu Bo Nisim Li Yisrael. It's called Har Sinai because Samach and Nun are the letters of Nes. And this was a mountain where Nisim were made for Klal Yisrael. So he says, no, then it wouldn't be called Har Sinai. Har Nisai Mi Bayilei. Then it would be called Har Nisai, not Har Sinai. Ella Har Shenasa Simin Tov Li Yisrael. It's the mountain where Simin Tov, where some good Simin was made for Klal Yisrael. So he said, if that were the case, then there would have to be a mem in there. Har Simanai Mi Bayilei. It should be a Har of Simin, not a Har Sinai. So Amrle, my time of Loshchizka Kamed Rav Papa Rav Huna Brid Rav Yeshua Demayini BaAgadata. He says, you know, you missed out on the Agadata Shir where they discussed this very issue. Rav Chista v'Rabba Breid Rav Huna Darmi Tarvayu Mayar Sinai. Rav Chista and Rabba Breid Rav Huna both explained what is Har Sinai. Har sheyarda sinna le'akum alav. It's the mountain that sinna came down to the Ovdei Kochavim on this mountain, because the Ovdei Kochavim were not mekabel the Torah, and as a result of that, they are considered to be hated. V'hainu dam Rav Yosef Rav Chanina hey shemos yeshlo. And this is Rav Yosef Rav Chanina says that Har Sinai actually has five different names. Before we get to the five different names, it sounds like they said my time l'shchichas kamed rapap rafunu b'reid rav Yeshua the main ba'agadata that they weren't commonly they weren't osik in agadata, that not everybody was osik in agadata, that it was like a specialty, it was like a subspecialty within specialty in Torah was to specialize in agadata, and you do find this in several makoros and shas, the Gemara in Shavuos Taf Memvavam and Beis. Dvarim Asuyim LaHashul LaHaskir, the Sifri Da'agadita. Rashi says that Ein Adam Asur Lilmud Behem Tadir. Sifri Da'agadita are something that Asuyim LaHashul LaHaskir, that people rent out a lot, they lend out a lot, because it wasn't something that people would constantly learn. So you wouldn't own your own Sifri Da'agadita. When you wanted to do a little Agadita, you would borrow some Svarim from somebody. The Yerushalmi in Masech Shabbos, in the 16th parak of Shabbos. Omer Rabbi Shobel Levi, Anom Min Yom Alos Taklis B'Sifri Da'agadita El Chad Zman. Rabbi Shobel Levi shows off that I've never looked at Sifrei Agadata except for once when I was learning Agada, and still Anamid Bay Belaila. The Carbonator says that they were Marchik Agados because they were afraid that of the draw of Agadata. We just referred to the other day, Vayagade refers to the draw of Agadata, that it's something that people love. People always come to hear Agadata, but they were afraid to have too much Agadata because they thought that would take them away from Halacha. And the way you look at Shas, at the ratio of halacha to agada that you're supposed to have, whatever the ratio is, it's something like 80-20. It's 80% halacha, 20% agadita, something like that, because you're supposed to, primary focus is supposed to be on halacha, and agadita should also be learned, but it shouldn't be the primary focus. So they were nervous. They were nervous to learn agadita. They thought it would take them away from the limud halacha. The Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yudalid, Amar lo Rav Elazar ben Azariya, Akiva, malach eitzel agada, kolcha medabru secha, eitzel negam va'aldos. Rabbi Akiva's criticized. They say to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, says to Rabbi Akiva, what are you doing with Agadita? Your talents shouldn't be used in Agadita. You should be osek in the most complicated halachas. That's your job, Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara in Gittin and Samachon Beis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, were ma'ayni b'sifrei d'Agadita b'Shabbata. Sounds like it was a special Shabbos limud. That on Shabbos they would sit and they would learn Agadita. So this is something that we do find a lot, that Agadita wasn't something that was all that commonly, that they would learn all that often. And probably on purpose, they didn't want to learn it too much. They were afraid that it would be too enticing. So anyway, so says the Gemara. But Vayinu Dam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Hey Shemos Yeshel. There are five names for our Sinai. Number one, Midbar Tzin. It's called Midbar Tzin. Shen Itztavu Yisrael Lav. Tzin is the lashon of Tzivoy because Klal Yisrael is commanded on Har Sinai about the mitzvos. Number two, Midbar Kadesh. Shen Skanchu Yisrael Lav. Asher Kiddishanu B'mitzvosav. Hashem is Mekadeshas with the mitzvos of the Torah. Number three, Midbar Kidmos Shenosna Kaduma Alav. that which preceded the world was given on this mountain. Number four, Midbar Paran. It's called Midbar Paran, Shaparu V'Ravu Ala Yisrael, that it was because of Har Sinai that we had a lot of Puravu, says Rashi, Dekalecha Nisabri Ishto Zacha B'mitzvah Shuvu Lechem La'alechem. He says, because we know that everyone, once they were told Shuvu Lechem La'alechem, that you should go back to your tents after the 3 days of separation, which is how we started this whole sugya to begin with, the 3 days of separation of Paleta Shechpazara, but after that they were told Shuvah Lechem La'alechem, except for Moshe Rabbeinu, everyone went back to their tents, and everyone conceived that night when they went back to their tents a male baby. So says Rashi, V'lo yadana hecha remiza. I have no idea where it says anything like that, but that's apparently what it's referring to. In the Ben Yoyada, he says he's medayik from the fact lachem shuvah lachem la'alechem. What's the lachem? Lachem is kayotzi b'chem, that you're going to have someone else that's going to join your family that's just like you, as the men are told shuvah lachem la'alechem. So there's going to be another boy born into the family. And the fifth name, Midbar Sinai, sheyardu sina la'akum alav. And that's what that's how we started this, by saying that it refers to the sina of the Ovdei Kochavim that came as a result of Kabbalah Satorah. Umash Shemo, and what's it really called? What's its real name? Chorev Shemo. It's really called Chorev. Upliga de Rabbi Avo. Dom Rabbi Avo, Har Sinai Shemo, V'lominikra Har Chorev, Shear de Churva La'akum Alav. And Rabbi Avo says, no, it's really called Har Sinai. It's called Chorev because Churva, destruction came about to the Ovdei Kochavim on this mountain. Minayin Shekoshin Lashon Shel Zahoris. Okay, so that was all Paleta Shechvazera. Remember, this all started with the mission of how I know that Paleta Shechvazera is Tamei on the third day. So now we move on and we say, the Mishnah went on to say that how do I know that we tie a Lashon Shel Zahoris on the head of the Seir Mishtaleach on Yom HaKippurim? That we tie this red string on the head of the Seir Mishtaleach on Yom HaKippurim. So the Mishnah had said, how do I know that we do that? Shenemarim yuchateichem kashanim kashelig yalbinu. That if your sins are red, then like scarlet, then they will turn white like snow. So kashanim, says the Gemara, that's a strange word. Kashanim ibayulei. That scarlet is red is kashani, not kashanim. So Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Am Rabbi Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Im yuchateichem kashanim alalu, shesiduros ubos mishesh simei breishes v'adachshav kashel yalbinu. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, if your sins are like these years that are organized and arranged from Shesh Yisimei Bereshis, and they come from Shesh Yisimei Bereshis until now, so then they're gonna turn white. So it sounds like that's the secret to our tshuva, that in order to be able to do tshuva on our averos need to be siduros kashanim. So the question is, what in the world does that mean, that they're supposed to be siduros kashanim? They're like the years that are from Shesh Yisimei Bereshis. So the Anaf Yosef says, Al Pi Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says, Chatav Shaladam Kfi Shanav, that the Karban Eda explains that the person's lifetime is divided into different tkufos, that when we're very young, we have a certain type of Yetzer Hara. We get a little older, our Yetzer Hara becomes different. So it means that if we have age-appropriate Averos, if our Averos make sense for the type of Yetzer Hara, meaning that we do Averos because we have a Yetzer Hara, then it's a simon that we're not doing things lahachis. Because if you do something that's not an age-appropriate Avera, so that your Yetzer Hara is not really that great for those things that aren't age-appropriate, and therefore it shows probably more of a lahachis type of attitude in the averos rather than just succumbing to the Yetzer Hara. I always thought that that siduros kashan, the idea of being organized, of averos being organized, is that there is a seder in averos, that very often people think, oh, an avera just happens. An avera doesn't, most of the time, does not just happen. A person has to be in a situation, usually, or often at least, when a person does an avera, it's not all attributable to that moment where the avera occurred. There was some sort of preparation that was not done, that could have been done, where the entire situation of the avera could have been avoided. If a person, let's say, talks during Kaddish, right, where you're not allowed to talk during Kaddish, talks during davening, it's if he walks into a shul and immediately tries to spot his friends, where his friends are sitting, and goes over there, that's the moment where the avera happens. He goes to people that he's most social with, so obviously he's going to end up talking during Kaddish. But if you put yourself in a situation in advance, you already see where it comes, what types of things will lead you to the Avera, and you avoid those situations. That's the Siduros Kishanim, that it comes, you see that Averas don't just come in a vacuum. It comes after putting yourself in a situation where you're most likely to violate an Avera. So if a person appreciates that, that's the first step to tshuva. That's why we use the Shofar Shel Ayil, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, is to remember Akedas Yitzchak. Why is it to remember Akedas Yitzchak? Well, the whole idea of Akedah, of binding him down, was like Yitzchak said to Avram Avinu, that you're going to try to shecht me and I'm going to jump and it's going to ruin the whole carbon. You have to tie me down. Tying him down isn't the mitzvah, but he said, tie me down because I know what my Yetzer Hara is going to do in 5 minutes from now, so I have to prepare in advance to make sure that that doesn't happen. That's how a person defeats Yetzer Hara. That's what we try to remind ourselves on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Darash Rava. So Rava darshens, May dechsiv l'chuna v'nivacha yomar Hashem, l'chuna bo'na mibayle. What's l'chuna? Go, bo'na, should we come? So yomar Hashem, Amar Hashem Yibayle. Why Yomar Hashem? Hashem will say. Hashem did say. So the Asalava Yomar Lamakosh Baruch Yisrael. It means that the Asalava Hashem is going to say to Klal Yisrael, Luchun Ma'itzal Avoseichem V'yochichu Eschem. Go to your avos, and they will reprimand you. V'yomar Lufanav Ribono Shalom Eitzal Min Eilech. Eitzal Avram. What should we do? Should we go? Who should we go to? Should we go to Avram? Shemartelo Yador Teda V'lo Bikesh Rachem Aleinu. Meaning when we're struggling, when we need help, you think we can rely on Avram Avinu? You told Avram Avinu exactly what's going to happen, how terrible our galus is, and he never davened for us. He never asked that it shouldn't happen. Eitzel Yitzchak, Shabirich Es Esav. What, should we go to Yitzchak? He's not going to be any help. He's the one that gave Esav a bracha, Vayak Asher Tarit, Velo Bikesh Rachamim Aleinu, and he didn't ask Rachamim for us. Eitzel Yaakov, Shamartel Anochi Eredim Cha Mitzrayim. Should we go to Yaakov, where you told him that you're going to go with him to Mitzrayim and El Chagamolo, and then you're going to take him out? And that was a remez, as Rashi points out, to the Dalit Galuyos, that all the galus that we're going to suffer, Velo Bikesh Rachamim Aleinu, and he wasn't Mevakesh Rachamim for us. It's al minelech achshav. So who should we go to? Yomer Hashem, Amar lehen Hakadosh Baruch Hu, hol v'talisa matzmachem bi im yuchatechem kashanim kashal yalbinu. So Hashem says that's what I'm waiting for. If you realize that you have no one to go to but the Ribono Shel Olam, once you're told it completely in me, Hashem says, then your averus are going to be forgiven. In general, when we look for Yeshua, that's always what Hakadosh Baruch Hu waits for. That we should stop thinking it's going to come from other places. We should realize it's coming only from the Ribono Shel Olam. Amar Rav Shlomo Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonasan, May Duchsiv, Ki Ata Avinu, Ki Avram Lo Yodanu, Vi Yisro Lo Yakirenu. Ata Hashem Avinu Goalenu Me'olam Shemecha. What's the pasuk referring to? La'as Alav Yom La'akadosh Baruch Hu La'avram, Banecha Chatuli. La'as Alav Hashem is going to say to Avram Avinu, your children have sinned to me. Amar Lefan of Ribono Shlomo, Yimachal Kudosh Shemecha. So Avram is going to say, okay, wipe him out. Amar Emar Leli Yaakov, Davle Tzar Gidul Banim. So Hashem will say, you know what? Let me see Yaakov. Yaakov will have a little more Rachmanis, yet Tzar Gidul Banim. Efshar Dabai Rachmi Alayu. Ask Rachamim. Amar lebanecha chatu. So he says to Yaakov, your children sin. Amar lefan ribono shlam, yimachal kedusha shemecha. Wipe him out. Kiddush Hashem. Amar lo besabi time of lo bedartik yetsa. He says he can't go to the old people. He can't go to the young people. The older ones aren't helping, and neither are the younger ones. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld in Shuvas Salmas Chaim in Tavkuf Pei Zayin says, what do you mean? We're going to say later. Talmid Chacham calls man shemaskinim chachma nitosefes b'hem. That the Talmid Chacham, as they get older, they get more chachma. So what are we saying over here? In Masech Zuma, we say Avram Avinu is Zaken and Yoshev v'Yeshiva. So the Lo Basabi Taima, is that a way to speak? So he says, based on the Gemara Sanhedrin Lam Vavim Beis, that we're not Mimanim as Zaken b'Sanhedrin, because a Zaken forgets Tzar Gidul Banim. He forgets what it's like to have patience with young children. That's good training of how to treat Klal Yisrael, to have patience with young children. So Amlo Yitzchak Banech Chatuli. So he says to Yitzchak, your children sinned. Amlo Lefan Ribon Shalom Banei V'lo Banecha. What is it? My sons, not your sons. B'Shash Shekdim Lefanecha Nasav Nishma Karaslam Bani Bechori. You were so proud of them when they said Nasav and Ishmael, you called them your son. Achshav b'nai v'lo b'necha, now they're my sons, not yours. Va'od, and furthermore, kamachatu, how much have they sinned already? Kamachnosav shalom shivim shan, an average lifespan of 70 years. Dal esrin v'lo nashalai upashalu chamshin. Take away 20, the first 20 years you're not chayiv for, they're not going to get punished up in Shemayim for anyway. So you have 50 years left. Dal chafei delilus upashalu chafei. Half of that is nighttime and sleeping anyway. Dal tart yisrei apalga detzluyu mechal u'debes hakisei. And half of that, they're davening and they're eating and they're going to the bathroom. They only have 12 and a half years where they could possibly sin in their whole lives. If you want to handle all of it, Ribono Shalom, that would be fantastic. But otherwise, I'll go 50-50 with you. I'll take half of it, you take half of it, Ribono Shalom. Vimtim Salomar Kulam Alai, Hakrevis Nafshi Kamach. And if you want me to take all of it, here I'm being makriv myself to you. Pasku Ramru Ata Avinu. So that's when they said Ata Avinu. They're referring to Yitzchak. Amalem Yitzchak, Acha Temekalsin Li, Kalsalak Rosbrochus. Yitzchak says to them, no, no, don't praise me, praise Hashem. Umakul Yitzchak Rosbrochu Beinayu. Miyad Nasue Neim Lamarum. So right away they lift up their eyes to on high. Vamrim Ata Hashem Avinu Gualinu Meelum Shemecha. Amr b'chiyah barab amr b'yochan roi ha Yaakov v'inu leiru l'mitzrayim v'shal shalosh shal barzel el shizchus o'garmelo. Really by right, in general, when someone is brought to Galus, they're brought down in chains. So Yaakov v'inu should have been brought down in chains to Galus, but his great zechus caused him to be going down with great joy. He was going down to see Yosef. He got to experience some pleasure on his journey. D'chsiv b'chevle adam, the ropes of man, amashkein b'avos hazava, I will draw them with the braids of love. And it will be like those who lift up a yoke on their jaw. The eight elav ochil, and it's gonna extend on him to the strength to bear it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka did Yaakov Avinu a favor that he enabled him to go down under pleasant circumstances and not under bad circumstances. We'll just close. The Eitz Yosef explains. Yitzchak says, "I'll take half on me." He was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what caused person to sin? The Yetzer Hara that the Torah has made ki Yetzer Lev Adam Ra, and the second is Mitzidi that I blessed Esav. Those are the two reasons that people sin. Half on me, half on you, Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, we'll pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow.